The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Daily Briefing, the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky. I'm very pleased to be bringing you the Daily Briefing at 3:15 today on this Friday, December 11th. Remember that coronavirus updates can always be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Lots of resources there, lots of news there for any state-level information and updates. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. For any interpreters in other languages, you can press pound when they answer and you can say your language. You can text the word coronavirus to 211-211 if you got questions, and someone can respond and chat with you in multiple languages. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. There's a number of mental wellness support phone lines and text services that are available. The Washington Listens support line for managing stress is 1-833-681-0211. The Suicide Prevention Lifeline phone number is 800-273-8255. There's a crisis text line. It provides confidential text access from anywhere in the U.S. to a trained crisis counselor when you text the word HEAL to 741741. That's H-E-A-L to 741741. Teens and adolescents can call or text the Teen Link number at 866-833-6546. Individuals who may be struggling with substance use or addiction can call or text the Washington Recovery Helpline at 366-789-1511. And again, lots of those resources are available by dialing 211 or going to wa211.org online. Our state-level information for today includes the following. Along with Tuesday's announcement extending statewide restrictions that were originally posed on November 17th, the governor also has made some modifications and updates to include a prohibition against indoor communal singing with people from outside of one's household. Singing is known to generate droplets and aerosols that promote the spread of coronavirus. Outdoor singing while wearing a face mask is permitted in almost all circumstances, including religious and spiritual services, weddings, and funerals. Important to note that recovery support groups are exempt from the new restrictions. Also note that the priority deadline for many small business grants is today at 5 p.m. If you're a small business, you can go to commerce.wa.gov/bizgrants. That's B-I-Z-G-R-A-N-T-S. Or you can also go to startup.choosewashingtonstate.com and follow links to the applications. Again, the priority deadline for many of those small business grants is today at 5 p.m. That's December 11th at 5 p.m. Moving on to regional level information. The Puyallup School District has announced that small groups of kindergartners and first graders will be allowed to attend in-person schooling twice a week, starting January 12th. State guidelines recommend that the number of COVID cases per 100,000 residents in a county be below 75 before bringing back elementary school students for hybrid learning. That's where they do some of their learning in person and some of their learning continues online. Currently, in Pierce County, where Puyallup schools are located, that number sits at 322. Daily electronic health screening forms will be required for all students and staff. All students and staff must wear face masks. Social distancing will be enforced, and lunch, music, and PE will be held in students' main classrooms in order to minimize movement and exposure to other individuals. Also among our regional news for today, the Tacoma-Pierce County Health Department reported 469 new COVID-19 cases. That's just for today. But the department notes that we will continue to see fluctuations in this week's daily case count reports as the new data management system is being implemented and data is being migrated over. The department advises that the 14-day average case count offers the most reliable look at disease rate in our community until the new system has been fully launched and implemented. That should normalize again next week. The county's average cases per day over the last 2 weeks is 499, and the 14-day case rate per 100,000 people is at 322. And again, for reference, that figure is recommended to be at or below 75 per 100,000 to consider bringing back youngest students for hybrid in-person learning at schools, and should be below 25 per 100,000 residents for the pandemic to be considered under control. Pierce County Council Bill number 2020-136 would dissolve the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, which has existed as a collaborative interagency department that reports to an independent 8-person board since 1972. The bill passed through committee Monday morning and will head to a vote of the full Pierce County Council on Tuesday, December 15th. So if you'd like to give feedback on the proposal to dismantle the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department in the middle of a pandemic, you can give your feedback by calling 253-798-7777. Also, a small note and a follow-up for our regional news. UW's scheduled Saturday football game against Oregon has been canceled due to COVID-19 infection among Huskies players. There are numerous free COVID-19 testing sites throughout our region. For King County locations, you can visit kingcounty.gov. Note that a new free COVID-19 testing site opened up yesterday in Enumclaw, which has seen higher rates of COVID-19 infection and hospitalization compared to the rest of King County. That new site is across from the Enumclaw Municipal Building and will operate Thursday through Saturday starting at 10:30 a.m. For Pierce County locations, visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. For Pierce County, there's a new COVID-19 testing site that recently opened up in Lakewood at 3003 107th Street. Testing there is available Wednesday through Sunday, 10:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. This weekend and next week's mobile testing events in Pierce County include tomorrow, December 12th, there will be testing held at Journey Church. That's at 1801 North Pearl Street, as well as at Charles Wright Academy at 7723 Chambers Creek Road. Additionally, Vassalt Park in North Tacoma will also have free COVID-19 testing. On Sunday, December 13th, there will be testing held at Verlo Park on McKinley and at the MDC, that's the Metropolitan Development Council building, at 945 Fawcett Ave in downtown Tacoma. On Monday, December 14th, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department will be out and giving free tests at the Salishan Community Health Center and at Tacoma's Star Center. On Tuesday, December 15th, same day that the Pierce County Council has their final vote on whether to dismantle the health department, the health department, which is the joint effort between Tacoma and Pierce County, will be out at Clover Park Technical College, as well as the Buckley Fire Department and the Greenwater Fire Departments, giving out free COVID-19 testing. On Wednesday, December 16th, Metro Parks Candle Park will have testing, as well as the Asia Pacific Cultural Center. On Thursday, December 17th, there will be testing held at the Puyallup Fairgrounds Blue Lot and at Centro Latino in Hilltop neighborhood of Tacoma. And a week from now, on Friday, December 18th, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department will be out giving free COVID-19 tests at Tacoma Nazarene Church and at Chapel Hill Presbyterian Church in Gig Harbor. For all of those mobile testing events, there's no ID that's required. Tests are free. Testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and they're open to anyone. Results are available in 3 to 7 days. And now, if 7 days sounds like a long time, yeah, because there's a lot of testing going on right now. So some labs are a little bit backlogged. But remember that if you are experiencing COVID-19 symptoms or you've been exposed to someone and in contact with someone who has a confirmed case of COVID-19, even if you get tested, you're still supposed to quarantine for those 7 days, even when you're still awaiting your test results. And that's because test infection can come up. There's a longer incubation time. Check the cdc.gov website or coronavirus.wa.gov if you got more questions about whether and how to quarantine, how long, all that kind of good information. Remember, you can always call the coronavirus Q&A line for the state at 1-800-525-0127. Well, it is my hope that as we head into this weekend, that we're able to have a wonderful, safe, and happy weekend. Remember to stay physically distant, but socially connected through technology and radio. You can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line, 211 for statewide community resources and referral services. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Our phone number here is 253-330-8821, where you can call us or text us. Now, if you missed any part of today's daily briefing, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM or on our website at daily.ktqa.org. You can catch the Spanish language Reporte Semanal de COVID here on Mondays or on VT Radio Universal's Facebook feed. Stay safe. Wash those hands, wear those masks, and have a wonderful weekend.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.